It's HBR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Grateful you're with us, and today, remembering Albert Mazibuko, who sang in legendary South African group Ladysmith Black Mambazo for more than five decades, including accompanying Paul Simon on his historic Graceland album and appearing in our own Atherton Performing Arts Studio. After recently passing away at age 77, we remember Albert Mazibuko now through both music and conversation recorded in 2017 right here at Hawaii Public Radio.
Gelinyelanga bazombona.
Sounds so good in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio here on HPR. Ladysmith Black Mambazo, legendary family group. Albert Mazibuko is joining us. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Wonderful.
It's great to see you. Thank you so much. Senior member, 1969, you joined this operation?
Yes, 1969. So I was a young man that time. And now I'm still a young man.
You still are a young man. Many people hear about apartheid. Unless you lived through it, I don't think you could quite appreciate what that must have been like.
You know, apartheid, it was like something, you have a house arrest. You know that you are in your country, but you are not allowed to go to anywhere unless you have a permission to be in that particular place. If you are living on the farm with the owner of the farm, you are not allowed to go beyond those boundaries. And then if you go beyond that one, so you're going to be asked, where are you going? Do you have the permission to be here? And then another difficulty that we experienced is when our group was become famous. So the people, they invite us to go to other cities. So now when we travel every time, they just said, what is going to happen if the police caught us? So many times, so we have been stopped and then asked, where are you going? Do you have a permission to be here? And Joseph did something that it was, you know, remarkable. When I look at it, I said, wow, why this guy does this thing? He always, after the Oscars, and then he said, guys, let's sing for them. And then he started the song. And then we sang for them all the time. So they let us go. I said, this is beautiful. Until such time when was a big roadblock, we were going to Johannesburg. It was around in Ladysmith. The police commissioner, he happened to be there. And then so we did our magic. And then he said, what you do is so beautiful, but we are going to arrest you anyway because you don't have a permission to be here. But today we are going to let you go, but in one condition. He took one of his notebook and then he wrote something. He said, take this to your magistrate and then ask the magistrate to give you a permission to travel, because otherwise if we catch you here next time, you are going to jail. And then so he said, you are going to Johannesburg. We said, yes. He said, go to Johannesburg. And then so we will let our colleagues, you know, to let you go. And then, but on Monday, when you come back, make sure that you are going there. So we did that, put our suits on because we had to dress up. And then one of our cousins, so he went with us to represent us as a spokesperson, because right, he wasn't an attorney. So he went to the magistrate and then he talked with him. And then after that, the magistrate said, okay, we know everybody sings in South Africa. Why you want a permission? He said, no, it's because we have a lot of invitation. People who want us to come to sing for them. He said, what kind of music you're singing? And then we just stood up and then we started the song. And then we sing the song and the magistrate took his glass and then he put it down and said, this is beautiful. Said, what do you want me to do for you? Said, we need a permission, you know, to travel all around South Africa. So he did that. And then he said, every 2 years, come and renew it because we want to know that you're still around.
What the power of music illustrated. No better than that, huh? I mean, that's That's heavy stuff. You were also there, Nelson Mandela, so many different experiences. What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
What comes to my mind is the first day when we met him in 1990 on his birthday party. We were on tour when he was released, and then when we went back home, so we got a phone call that we were invited. So we went there. We sang the first song and then the second song. The third song, we saw somebody just standing up and then walking straight to the stage. And then so we saw how he was coming. So he climbed the stage and then he joined us on the left-hand side. And then we were doing some dance and then he joined us. After we finished the song, so he shook hands with us. He said, "Keep up the good job, guys. Your music has been a great inspiration for me while I was in jail." I couldn't believe my ears. Wow. And then after this, he said, "Everywhere I go, I want you to come with me, because whatever that I do, I want to hear the music." And then after that, so we have lots of invitation that everywhere he goes. But we made sure that when he went to Norway in Oslo to receive his Nobel Peace Prize, because that was a special request. So we went there. That was early in the morning. People, they were sitting down with the black suits and then white shirts and then bow ties. I said, "Wow." And then when we got there, no one was smiling. I said, "Oh, this is a different show that you are going to perform."
It's very challenging.
Yes. But we just started the song and then we sang the songs. And then when we finished, Mandela stood up by himself, raised his fist. He said, "Black power, black mambazo." And he sat down and then we went away. That was very emotional. So he took us in many places. We went with him to meet the Queen of England, to visit the Pope in Rome.
Unbelievable.
And then he invited us to his home at Ekuno. So I think we were so blessed that we have known him so closely.
In many ways, you're seen as ambassadors for South Africa. I watched several different live performances. One of the outfits had one of the most symbolic animals from your country. In fact, the country that is home to the vast majority of the world's rhinoceros is your country. And one of your members had a rhino. But I bring up the issue because there's a dire plight facing an unprecedented poaching crisis, pushing them to extinction.
As a people that we grew up on the farm, so we know the relationship between people and the animals. So if we see someone is so cruel to kill those animals, and then the way they kill it is unacceptable. So always when we see this, we said, as you just say that we have those sheds sometimes who are representing this, because this is the beauty that it makes this world we're living in so beautiful. We are sharing the world with them. But because the animal, they have no power to defend themselves. So it just painful as you see somebody's killing your brother or your sister. So to us, it's like that. And then we say, I wish people, they can search in their hearts and soul. And then they said, they shouldn't do that. There's some other way to make money. There's some other way to make some medicine to heal people. Because sometimes they said, rhino horn, they have something that they use for medicine. We said, nah. But hopefully people, they will come to their senses and then stop this senseless killing of animals. We wish somebody can be, if you kill the animal like this, then it should be killed also. We try to be a peaceful message, but that is my opinion. So every time when I see it, it's just too painful.
I could not agree more. And so thanks for talking about them whenever you get a chance, for wearing them on your shirts. It's Ladysmith Black Mambazo, HBR's Atherton Performing Arts Studio. What an experience. Albert Mazibuko is speaking on behalf of the band, our very special guest today. You want to go out with one final song? Is that,
yes.
Is that a good thing to do? And
yes,
and yes. I hope you, did you have fun today?
We had a great of fun, yes.
You like talking and stuff?
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Albert.
Yes, thank you very much.
You are welcome. I appreciate it.
Homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
And we are
homeless,
we are
homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
And we are
homeless, homeless, Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
And we are
homeless.
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 Boom boom.
Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
Kiseyoya.
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 Kiseyoya me. Kiseyoya. Kiseyoya. Kiseyoya me. Kiseyoya.
Strong wind,
strong wind, destroy our homes. Many dead tonight it could be.
Strong wind,
strong wind, strong wind. Many dead tonight it could be you.
And we are
homeless.
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 Boom boom.
Moonlight sleeping.
We are homeless.
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 Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. Homeless. Homeless. Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry.
Why, why?
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry.
Why, why?
Somebody sing.
Hitumano. Hitumano. Esanqoba lonke lizwe. Hitumano. Hitumano. Esayibamba phakathi
engilawa.
Esayibamba phakathi
engilawa.
Esayibamba phakathi engilawa.
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry.
Why, why?
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry.
Why?
Kulumane.
Kulumane. Kulumani sizwe
singenze njani
baya jabula basithanda.
It's Lady Smith Black Mamazo in our HPR Atherton Performing Arts Studio. Really appreciate you guys coming down here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.